Blog Talk Radio.
Updates too. We got to throw that in too.
Finally, and we'll have three special celebrity guests, which this time I am completely sanctioned to, which is the only way I would have it.
Right.
Completely sanctioned.
Right. You know who's coming.
Yeah.
And we'll introduce them so you really know who's coming.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with the Pope.
Let's go, Calpo. What's up?
Jamie, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I was in Chicago this weekend for my 53rd birthday. I had a chance to meet up with Zane B. We had a little pizza with him and his father. It was a good time. So Chicago was on. So that was fun. So it was good to see Zane B. in person. His rock star father. The Cubbies are doing well, so he's all excited. So I went to the Chicago Blackhawks new store off of Michigan Avenue. It's very nice. So
I
spent almost $300. We had a great time. So, Tebow Mania is ripping through the city of Brotherly Shove. The scrimmage is the Food Stealers in town tonight, Tampa Bay. So, any good news out there? You know, in the football land, as long as there's no injuries here in the preseason, all I want to see is rookies. So, when there's injuries, I mean, you got.
That is the purpose of the preseason. Even though Sam Bradford won't play on Sunday, Chip announced yesterday, and obviously he's not very happy about that. So we might get a little extended look at Mr. Bradford in the next.
Yeah, but you still want to get the licks, cause you know you got to get your licks, your ticks. You got to go out and take some hits. So you know,
yeah,
I get it. Got to play a couple series. The Food, the Baby Maker, and Pea Party's did it. So. But
yeah,
he played
a few series, which is even more core for these Philadelphia fans to be mad that Bradford is not playing. But I know if they just.
Well, Jamie, I
got
to get going, but congratulations on your 250th show. It's been a pleasure to be along for the ride. 250 more, okay? Live from Minnesota. I'll talk to you later. Speculation Sports. Be good.
Well, thank you, Calvin. We'll see if we can get to 250 more. I don't know about that. That'd be a long time. 10 years after that. There we go. Uncle Chris Comby is on here in the sports show.
Oh, congratulations, JC. 250.
Yeah.
That's quite the mark.
Yes, it is.
How about let's talk Eagles big picture. Are you excited for the season? I think we might be able to make a little noise, right? The pieces fall into place.
Right. I think we're if they fall into place, it could all be very good. I hope to see the best, and I have no reason to think there won't be a training camp so far, except for that one little snap where it's all been very good.
I agree. I think this might be a good year. I think it's good. We're going to get the running game back rolling hard, and I think Bradford's going to be, he's not going to be a star, but I think he's going to be, you know, a higher level quarterback. I don't think we're going to have to rely on him the whole time. I think he's going to get the job done, and I think we're going to be good. And I think the defense is going to play loose, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, listen, sir, I wish I could let you do your thing for a rip and talk about nothing for a few more minutes.
No, I'm good. That was it. I'm done.
Yes, he's done. Since we got our first...
Yeah, we got a first guest checking in here.
Yeah, he's checking in.
Please allow me to introduce our very first special guest of the show. You know this celebrity extremely well, being that you basically have not missed one of his shows since he arrived in town. Ladies and gentlemen, from the number one rated drive home time slot, from 94 WIP, Mr.
Yes, Josh is here now, and I know I probably haven't missed many of his shows, and a lot of others probably haven't either. Either whether they love him or they absolutely hate him, but we love that he's here right now. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Jamie, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well.
Good. I want to thank you, first of all, because about love or hate, I can assure you that anytime somebody says something awful about me on Twitter, you're the first person to defend me, and I truly appreciate that.
Yes, I do defend you a lot, and you have a lot of defenders. But it's all
yes.
You love to retweet all the negative things, which is a very, very therapeutic for you, I guess.
That's a good way of putting it. I guess it's because I'm just kind of wacky in that way that I choose to focus on hate, which I don't know why I do that. Partly because I know that when I do that, there'll be 1,000 more people that love what you do, so they'll come back guys like you who will say nice things, and I guess I'm just amused by the hateful stuff more.
Yes, and there's a lot of votes that you get on daily day and basis, and you are not afraid of it, and you really take your head on it. And that really caused a stir.
That's what you have to do, because Philadelphia is a place where people are going to have opinions, and they're going to be aggressive in their opinions, and I went to a concert last night, as a matter of fact. I was at Motley Crue last night, and I was in the bathroom. I was taking a leak in the men's room, and a guy walks up to me and starts lecturing me about how I don't know Philadelphia. So no matter where you go, you're going to encounter hate from people. But on the flip side, you also encounter a ton of positive things in this town from people. I've never been recognized or never been spotted in more places than I have here, and I didn't have anybody nearly as loyal as you and a lot of the other people on Twitter anywhere else, so I really appreciate that.
Well, that is also the effect that sports radio has in this place, and it's quite very staggering that these people really listen as hard and for as long as they do to people like you and Angela and others at your station.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate them for that. And heck, what you're doing right now. When I was growing up, I used to do radio in my bedroom, but you've got me beaten because you're all over the internet. You're podcasting. When I was doing it, this was kind of at the early stages of the internet, so nobody would hear me. I literally just talked to myself. But you've got a mass audience here, so you're well on your way in this thing. You guys are doing really well with it.
Well, thank you for that, and. We appreciate you being able to do this and put up with all the planning and that he likes to do and leave.
Oh, well, and listen, I appreciate appreciate you having me on, and I heard you guys talking about the Eagles there for a second. I'm not going in the same direction as your dad is with Sam Bradford. I don't know, man. I don't know. You guys got to be healthy, obviously, but they made a lot of moves, and I'm not sure if they're all going to pan out. I hope they do, but I don't know.
Yeah, and I think you're not alone in that way, and I think it's going to be a very interesting time that's happening right now, and it's going to be a very interesting couple of months, no matter how it goes.
Oh, absolutely. No question. I'm going to go to the game tomorrow, and you know, we're not going to learn much tomorrow, obviously, because, you know, we're going to see a lot of Tim Tebow. We're going to see a lot of Matt Barkley, but we're not going to see any of the real main players for all that much. I can't wait till we actually get into it and get to see some real stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very enjoyable, and so much is going to be riding on every game, and everything is going to be busy. It's going to be a really hopping year.
Who's the player that you're most excited to watch?
I think I'm very excited to see how these new receivers really pan out. And now that Jeremy Maclin is gone, obviously Deshaun is gone. So I really want to see what the receivers can do and how they can fit into the picture.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I'm curious to see how the offensive line is going to be. You know, Byron Maxwell got paid a lot of money to play a position they really needed as well. So there's a lot of – and we're not going to learn these things tomorrow, obviously, but over the next few weeks, you know, we got to see what's going to happen with Byron Maxwell. And if DeMarco Murray – if there's anything to DeMarco Murray not practicing a ton over the last couple of weeks, I don't know how you feel, Jamie, but – I'm a little bit leery of DeMarco Murray after all the touches he had last year.
Well, I think you have reason to be leery, and obviously Chip is might be more leery than he lets on about DeMarco's health and the way he's been treating his practices, and I just can't wait to see how it all pans out. Yes, well, I think Chip has done moves that make sense. He really put a lot of thought into all his moves, and I think that he put a lot of thought into them, and he knows that he has to live with the moves that he's made. So I think that he knows that he's ready to put his own product on the field.
Do you read anything into his all the stuff about how he doesn't relate to players? Do you think that's a problem?
Well, I will wait until someone that is actually here will say that, and then we will really get some validity to it. But you've talked about it that when you're traded, it's a lot easier to just rail at your former employer and just go off than when you're actually working for and you have all these microphones in your face every single day and all this stuff. Hey, thank you, Josh, very much for making
Hey, Jamie,
time
thank you, buddy. I love you guys. Thank you for having me on, and I appreciate you defending me on Twitter and listening to the show, and I love you guys, and have a good day, okay?
All right. There is Josh Annis, the first of our three celebrities.
That was wonderful.
Local people that call up.
Absolutely wonderful. For our second very special guest to the show, we'll go to a voice that everyone's familiar with. He's the television voice of your Philadelphia Phillies. Please welcome to the show the one and only Tom McCarthy.
Well, thanks
yes.
for having me, guys.
Yes, Tom McCarthy is with us now, and you've known him for the last, like, 6 years. as the television voice of the Phillies. He also does things on radio for the NFL. So if you turn on some of the radio stations, you'll probably hear him on that for, in this football season. So he keeps very busy. We appreciate him. We so very appreciate him coming on here.
Well, it's my pleasure to come on, guys.
And, Tom, I know you, we got a little bit of a winning streak going in the last, with winning a lot of the last series, and now we're coming back down to a little bit of our losing for our Phillies. Chase Utley had a big night last night, 4-for-5, of course. I don't have to tell you about that. But we've come back to earth a little bit. And so what's it been like in this last, after the All-Star break and just coming out of it and seeing that the improvement and
Well, it's been great. In a season like this, you kind of hold on to whatever you can when it comes to the positive of baseball. So these guys have been playing great. They've been a lot of fun. There's a lot of energy. You know, you look in the dugout, and they are all over each other, which is hysterical. They've come back down to earth a little bit, but still 17-8 isn't bad since the All-Star break, considering where they were. So it's been fun. And Chase last night, how good did Chase look last night? Didn't he look awesome?
Yes, he was really breaking the ball. And you could tell that he really is putting in 100% for whatever reason, whether if that's to showcase for other teams that he's enjoying this team. But he's been doing everything so very well. There's not been any weaknesses in this game, really, in the 17-8 stretch.
Yeah, what I thought was cool was what he did last night with that, even though he was thrown out, those two, the double and then the attempted double where he just was motoring from the time he left the batter's box. I thought that was awesome. I mean, that's the Chase Utley that we remember, right? That's the guy that we've grown to love all these years.
Yes, and I think those will be the memories, if he does go, that we will hold on to that he was just hustling on every play, no matter what the circumstances were, and that is really the guy that Philadelphia is really so and has taken to so well. And you know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I'm just happy he's back. I'm happy he's back, and I'm happy he's healthy. And, you know, if he moves on, I don't know about you, Jim, but I'll be sad. I mean, we'll all be sad, but it's, you know, he's just he's a special guy. We've been really lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Tom, you think they'll pull the trigger with San Fran or no?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if it'll be San Fran. I wonder if it's going to be the Angels. The Cubs apparently are in the mix. But, Jim Salisbury wrote the other day, and he kind of has a little he's a little more in tune with this because he talks to other teams than I am. But apparently the Houston Astros have put a bid in as well. And, you know, people think that he can go there, play first base, play a little second base, you know, for Altuve, but also be the designated hitter. And that wouldn't be a bad thing if he can DH every once in a while.
But, you know, the Phillies have always been so reluctant to let go of their stars, and rightfully so. I mean, do you think they have it in them to actually let go of the face of the franchise?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's more, you know, what Chase wants to try to win something in the next year or two. I actually don't think that we're that far away from a ball club standpoint. I just think we've played well enough that we're, you know, that we could turn this around a little sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. And I know that's the hope of a lot of people, and people that will listen to this will probably be very happy that you said that. And how does the energy really want to make you, like, look forward to coming to the ballpark every day and seeing these guys, because they're playing with
you? Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, to see what they've done over the last couple of weeks, I mean, I love going to the ballpark every day anyway, because every game is so different and every game has its own personality. But to see what they've done the last couple weeks, I mean, from Cesar Hernandez to Odubel Herrera to, you know, Freddie Galvis, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, I mean, you look at it and say, wow, these kids are 22, 23, 24 years old. I mean, that's pretty darn good. So that does get you going a little bit. And Michael Franco, I forgot about Michael. You know, these guys got a chance to be pretty special in the next couple of years.
Yes, and it could be a long time if it all works out that all these kids will be here and really start building something to the next great winning of the story.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, there probably has to be some patience. You know, my hope is that they can compete a little bit more as the next year or so goes on. And then who knows? Hopefully we have another chance for a parade down Broad Street, because that was the greatest feeling I've ever had, is watching, you know, that parade down Broad Street.
Yes, I'm sure a lot of Philly fans, if not all of them, agree with you. And so no matter how long it will be, if we ever get one again, it'll be a special day.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be an unbelievable day. Unbelievable day.
I've heard you listen to this before, but my dad wants me to ask you about your football and baseball, because you are very involved in both. And what is better and what is different, and just before you go.
Well, I get this question often, and it's a really good one for broadcasters. They're so different. I'm lucky that I get to do both football and basketball on radio and TV, because I love radio. I love doing radio. I love football on the radio, but I get a chance to do it on television too. Football is so much faster than baseball is. You know, baseball is sort of a chance to sit on the back porch and just kind of soak in the atmosphere and soak in the game, whereas football is moving. I mean, it moves so fast that you got to be on top of everything that's going on. I love the differences. I love being able to do both. I love the energy of football, but I love the pristine preciseness of baseball. I just think that's so cool to be able to do all of them. And I think it makes me better as a broadcaster to be able to do all those things.
Thank you, Tom, very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations on the show. Congratulations on the show. Let's hope for many more, okay?
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you, Tom.
All right, now to bring us home, we'll welcome in the celebrity that you've become most close with in your 5 years of sports talk radio. He started out as a producer, then a host of an hour-long night show, then a co-host middays, and now one of the hosts of the very popular 97.5 The Fanatic morning show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in Johnny Marks.
Hi, congratulations. I can't believe it.
Yes. John.
The last time you had a show, I followed John Kroc. This time you had T-Mac, so you're still getting the big guests for your shows, I see.
I know. No matter how he does it somehow. And I struggle for him to do it, but he does it. He just loves things. He loves to plan these things. I just can't.
You got a good producer.
Yes, he really does put a lot of effort into this. Indeed. For whatever reason, and I really, I'm glad that he's taken to this like it.
Yeah, so what's going on? Are you getting ready for the Eagles game tomorrow?
Yeah, we got Eagles preseason tomorrow, and there's obviously a lot of questions to be answered that will not be answered, that will remain questions, and I'm very excited to see whatever iteration this team is in, and I hope for the best, like all others, and I think it'll be a very good season if it all works out.
Yeah, if it all works out. And I think you put it really well when you said that there's a lot of questions that will still remain questions after this week. I know as an Eagle fan, I wanted to see what Sam Bradford looked like. Kiko Alonso, I don't know if he's going to be able to play, but they're not rushing him back, and I guess we just have to deal with it. But it's definitely exciting, and I'm looking forward to seeing what DeMarco Murray, hopefully, if he's able to get out there soon. So Chip's not making it easy on us this preseason, just following along and watching the practices and everything.
No, he's really making it work, and obviously he does not much really whether to is for there's not really much care what the media feels like, and he just wants to do it his way, and he's doing that in almost every way that he's running the Eagles.
Yeah, he is, and you're right. He doesn't care what anybody else says, and he's going to continue to do what he wants to do. And you know what? I would rather have a coach here that knows what he wants to do and is going to do it rather than to worry about what the public says. And Chip Kelly doesn't care. So, but the other thing is that he's put a bullseye on his back, so he better hope this works, because if it doesn't, there's going to be a long line of people ready to be like, see, Chip, you thought you were so smart, but – it's going to be a fun season. Chip definitely has put together an exciting-looking offense, like you said, on paper. So we'll see how it works out. If DeMarco Murray can stay healthy, if Sam Bradford looks like that first number one pick from a couple years ago, this team could go really far. They really could.
Yes, and that's the number one hope. The defense, Byron Maxwell, all these additions. So we have a lot of additions, lots of practice. So it's time to get on the field and whatever, and really get to see where we'll all go. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Johnny, what do you think about Embiid finally going to go under the knife, 6 weeks later than what they said, the team of mystery?
Yeah, it's really bizarre, right? The whole thing's been bizarre, from him looking completely healthy and dunking the ball and working out, and then all of a sudden there being this injury, and now he hasn't had the surgery, and there's rumors why, like he's still trying to process it, he's getting second opinions. What do I think about it? I think that this is going to be a real problem. And even if he's able to come back from this particular injury, which has already shown to be career threatening, his body's broken down. Besides that, forget about the foot. He had a stress fracture in his back. He had other nagging injuries. So whether or not he can come back from this particular foot ailment, you're still going to have to worry about him staying healthy other than that. So they took a shot. He had the most talent. They drafted him over a couple of other guys, and there isn't really another player out there that you can say, like, man, I wish they would have drafted him, or it would have made sense. You took a risk, and right now it doesn't look like that risk is going to work out. So at least you have Okafor to look forward to this year, but it's a big blow. I mean, the kid seemed like he really had a lot of charisma and a lot of talent and a lot of energy and just had that million-dollar smile. So you hope for the best, but at this point, guys, I don't think that you really expect – you can expect anything. Anything you're going to get from him, I think, will be a bonus at this point.
Yes, and I do agree, and that is nature of the – that's the nature of the hinky plan, I guess. That it's supposed to be 7 years, and it's whether that's true or not, it seems like we might have a long way to go.
Your next anniversary show, you got to get hinky on, and hopefully they can win some games by then.
We'll see if we – we'll start a GoFundMe page for the 500 show hinky. We'll raise a couple million, because I think that's all it'll take to cost. A couple $1 million.
Yeah, the GoFundMe page is a good idea.
He does not like to talk very much.
No, he doesn't, but it's kind of like Chip. I still have some confidence in the guy, and we're talking about a team that really hasn't won any games, but for so many years, if you're a Sixer fan in this city, they were good but not good enough. And at least what he's doing, it's not promised to work or guaranteed to work, but at least there's a chance that if they can get another good player to team with Okafor, that this team could really be something. But again, we're still talking about a couple years down the line. So we'll see. Not guaranteed to work, but at least it's something different than let's go sign this guy who's really not that good. We can win a couple more games and make the playoffs. So this is boom or bust.
Yes. Thank you so very much, Johnny, for your continuing and long-standing support of this whatever tomfoolery that we like to do. And we thank you for taking the time to do this very much, okay?
It is my honor. You're a good friend, and I look forward to the next show with you.
All right. What do you want to do with these friends?
Well, if it's still going to let us record, let's go to them. You know what? It looks like Mr. Pollock dropped, but go to Cousin Carl.
Yeah, he's on the air. Carl, what's up?
Jamie, great show. Appreciate you taking the time here, and I can't believe how well respected you are in the sports talk community for these guys to come on, and you're a real peer there. So you deserve a big congrats on 250 here, buddy.
Thank you so very much. I really do.
I know you want to get through a few guys, so I just wanted to say that. We love listening to you, so keep it up, bud.
All right.
All right, that was nice.
Yeah.
Short and sweet to the point. We got 2289 on the line. Here is this.
Yeah. 2289, he's up here.
You want me to listen in? You want me to say something? That's me.
Oh, talk with Jack.
It's Uncle Jack just calling to say congrats on your 250th show, Jamie. I think you're ready for the fanatic, you know. I think you're ready.
Well, some people would say that, but
let's push Mr. Callahan aside.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know how you feel about that. He's very dedicated to that program. He's been doing it for a long time.
We should have you on as like a guest and, you know, get your football opinion, you know, on one of the weeks, you know. He has a great show too, huh?
Yes, he does a great show. He really enjoys it and does a lot for it. I love listening to him. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Call.
Absolutely, Steve.
All right.
All right. Brandon. You'll close out in this 250th program.
Well, James, I just called you for one reason, obviously to say hello. Congratulations on 250. I can't believe the celebrities. I can't believe you had Josh on there. Just unbelievable the way the word's gotten around about the Jamie C show. So way to go, buddy. And Tiger missed the cut. Utley's playing great. He'll be out of town. And it's just a great show for you. I listened to most of it, and you were terrific. So way to go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care. See ya.
See ya. It's been quite a program.
It has. Time to kick off the summer thing, right? Your favorite song?
Yeah.
To kick off your week vacation, all right?
All right.
Save your salutations here?
Yeah. Goodbye, sir. Even though this is probably never get off. You can't listen to this, but in the out of this history, goodbye, and thank you for the 250.
I want to write this love song. I'm fighting this urge, but you make me say, you made me fall in the winter blues, in the spring from June to December was you and me, and I told
the summertime.